The country's best land for growing food is being eaten up by housing developments. That's one finding in the Environment Ministry and Stats New Zealand's Our Land 2021, which paints a stark picture of the environment under relentless pressure. Our reporter Hamish Cardwell has more.
The latest in a series of environmental reports shows urban sprawl is swallowing up the small amount of good, productive land we have. Only about 15% of land is ideal for growing, think Pukekohe in Auckland. But the amount lost to housing has increased by half since 2002. Productive areas are often on the city fringes, right in the areas seeing urban expansion. Horticulture New Zealand Chief Executive Mike Chapman says the report is a wake-up call.
Every day we're losing highly productive land. I'm not surprised by any of the figures in the report, but it just underlines this is a call to arms. We need to, as a country, sit down and work out where we're planting houses and where we're planting healthy food for people.
The Environment Ministry says national policy on the issue is expected by the end of the year, but Mr. Chapman says it's needed now.
I would have hoped it would have been out by now because, you know, with the housing policy the Prime Minister has announced, you need the balance, and the balance being protecting land sensibly that is good for growing healthy food for our people to eat.
One of the report's authors, Dr. Alison Collins from the Ministry for the Environment, says agriculture is being forced onto less suitable land, requiring more fertiliser and irrigation, which then pollutes waterways.
The worrying thing for me from the report is that it's going to become even more difficult to make those wise decisions when you've got a growing population needing more housing, but also needing a food supply, and then you've got a changing climate as well. So you've got all that uncertainty to try and wrestle with. So the decisions are going to be harder to make.
The report says while farming has become more efficient, there's been a massive ramp-up in intensification in recent decades. The number of dairy cows has doubled since the 1980s. There's now more than 6 million. And irrigation has nearly doubled since 2002, with the majority of it in Canterbury. Forest and Bird Agriculture spokesperson Annabeth Cohen says dairy is destroying the land.
Basically, if we continue to allow the fertilizer and irrigation industries to destroy rivers, soil and climate, it's going to be a dead-end road for New Zealand.
The report says population growth here and overseas will pile on market pressure to provide food and dairy to the globe. Annabeth Cohen says we submit to these pressures at our peril.
I don't think that New Zealand, as a small country's job, is to feed the world milk powder. The decisions that we've made have been poor in the past. We've got to think about how we preserve our environment going forward because, look, the industry depends on it and so do we.
Nationwide, 80% of sites fail soil quality tests. And the report says soil quality targets are not stopping the environment being damaged. The report's authors say the way soil is measured needs to change to be about its capacity as a living ecosystem to sustain human, animal and plant life. Dr. Alison Collins explains.
A better measure may be soil health. This is a more holistic concept of the soil's ongoing capacity to function as a living ecosystem and sustain plant, animal and human health.
The report's authors say some incredibly difficult decisions about land use are urgently needed, and they will only become harder as climate change ratchets up. For Checkpoint, this is Hamish Cardwell.